Sidekick is a personal organizer, software that manages your calendars, contacts, and communications. Starfish, the company that makes Sidekick, says their product keeps you on time, on track, and in sync. Sidekick runs on your PC, of course, but it also runs on handheld products like the Palm Pilot and Rex. When you send in your registration card for Sidekick, you can arrange to have upgrade information and product offerings sent to you by email. Almost everyone is interested in learning about product upgrades and add-on products for a product that they just purchased. So customers raise their hands to receive offers on goodies that will make their lives more organized. Then, Starfish responds with an email that fulfills the promise. The email gives the customer a chance to download free Sidekick companion products. You can get free Sidekick seasonal sports calendars and helpful home inventory card files, for example, by clicking on the hot link right there in the email. They offer Sidekick add-on products like instant HTML calendars and contact lists with a Sidekick web publisher, a tool for transforming Sidekick calendars and contact lists into web pages. When you buy a Palm Pilot, the registration card comes with another permission marketing offer. If you register your Palm Pilot with 3Com, they'll send you a free stylus. As part of the registration information, they ask for your email address. So for the price of a plastic pen, most people raise their hands and offer 3Com their email address. Using that email address, 3Com informs Palm Pilot users about software upgrades. Here is how a super premium ice cream used permission marketing to maintain market share and build profitability. It turns out that only 600,000 to 800,000 people account for the core users of this very rich, very expensive ice cream. These are folks who are really serious about sitting down on the couch with a pint of super rich mocha fudge. In fact, there are a substantial number of these people who buy 100 pints a year. The problem, of course, is that reaching them and keeping them from switching brands is very expensive. Every time the company runs an interruption ad on TV or in a magazine, they're reaching 100 casual users for every serious one. Worse, the incentives they offer the casual users might cost them more than they help the brand. This ice cream company, working with a top direct marketer, decided to build a permission base of heavy users. Scraping together names from previous promotions and other interactions they'd had, they created a mailing to probable prospects. The results were fairly extraordinary. 24% of the recipients enrolled in an ice cream club. A response rate of 24% in print direct mail is essentially unheard of, but because the marketer was offering a chance to have a dialogue, they hit the right nerve. Users filled out a survey, giving details about habits, kids, and their favorite flavors, and they agreed to receive regular updates from the brand about recipes, new products, and more. The bait was a chance to keep in touch with what was obviously an important brand for them, and the coupons that came along with every interaction didn't hurt either. Today, there are more than 100,000 people, almost 15% of all the core users, in the club, and the frequent interactions, the recipes, the caring, and the growing permission levels are all leading to the creation of a marketing fortress that will prevent competitors from scooping this company moving forward.